Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you back. It is Tribe Talk, and we are tan, rested, and ready for the 2025-2026 school year and athletic year at Bridgeport High School. If you're new to Tribe Talk, we release a podcast every week during the school year, focusing in on every program around Bridgeport High School. Also, we talk to alums, fundraisers, a wide variety of guests that we try to get to you each and every week right here on the podcast. Episodes drop normally early in the week, not on a specific date, depending on the guest schedule, but we try to post one no later than Wednesday most weeks. So thanks for joining us here on BridgeportIndians.com. I'm Travis Jones. Episode 43 coming your way, and we're going to kick it off with Bridgeport Golf, which is always first out of the gate. They've already completed a couple of matches and off to a great start. Chris Kerr is the head golf coach at Bridgeport High School. He'll join me coming up in just a moment. Also, Wednesday is one of the fun kickoff events at Bridgeport High School. It's the Title Town Tailgate. It's back again at Wayne Jamison Field, recognizing all of our fall sports teams, youth teams, and middle school team as well. Coming up on Wednesday at 5 o'clock at Wayne Jamison Field. And Julie Love from the All Sports Boosters will join us coming up after Chris Kerr to detail everything that will happen on Wednesday night, including a chance to win some cash this year with the duck drop. So all those details straight ahead. And our whip around, which is what we do in our final segment, I'll get you updated on the upcoming schedule here in the next week of the teams that will be in action. And as of right now, over the next week, it'll just be the golf team. All right, that's all to come. Speaking of golf, Chris Kerr joins us now, head golf coach, Bridgeport High School. Welcome to Tribe Talk, Chris. If you would, give us an update on what's been happening on the links.
It's been a really good start to the season. We went up to or went down to Glade Springs and played against 29 other teams and came in third with freshman Alex Randolph in his first ever start shooting one under, which really helped the team score. Third, and we were the highest rated or highest finishing AAA team. So that was a great start to the season. Audrey shot 80 after a rough start, but was able to get things back in control and help us out. And then Garrett Steele shot an 85, which was really good. The course was playing extremely tough. Greens were hard and fast. And so I was very happy with where we finished out there. Patrick Aukerman didn't have his best day, but he fought, had some birdies, some promise there. He shot a 99. And so I was excited with how that went. And then on Friday, we went to Buckhannon, and I think we won by 31 shots, with Audrey and Alex being the low medalists at 39 each, which is great scores, especially on a course you don't get to play much, neither of which had ever stepped on that course. And then Preston Curry shot a 43 and Garrett Steele shot a 44. So those were really good, you know, scores. Our two other guys, Guy Volio and Patrick, 46, 49, I believe. And that's good. You know, just got to get out there and get back into the swing and get some tournaments under our belt.
Yeah, it seems like you got a real nice blend with this group. You know, four seniors, so it's not heavy senior laden. You know, good junior and sophomore group, but also a ton of actually no sophomores, a ton of freshmen.
Yeah, we had last year we only had one freshman come out, and this year we had five or six come out. Five made the team. And they all can play a little bit. We're really going to try to work with them in our JV events and some of our home matches to, you know, just get them in tournament mode. The one thing about what you'll see is a lot of the kids don't play in tournaments all the time for varying reasons. You know, they got other sports, the beach, stuff like that. And it's a different mode when you got to go up there and put the ball in the hole and you're playing in front of people and, you know, it's a high school match, so you're nervous. And so, you know, that's great. And then we have our older ones that are tournament battled and readied. that have played a lot of golf out there, and just got to get them back in the swing. And it's good and bad. It's going to create a lot of competition. But right now, I don't know who our top four for the end of the, there's no, set group, and we're gonna go through them and see who comes out.
You made an interesting point. We've all, I think everybody probably listening to the podcast has played golf or swung a club at some point, or whether for, just hacking out there or having fun. But it's a sport you have to play a lot to master and get good at. But I thought you made an excellent point there that there's a big difference between, going out on a Saturday with some friends and playing around and kind of comparing your scores against everybody, as opposed to doing it with pressure and a little higher stakes involved, and that's something that outside, as you mentioned, with some of the off-season tournaments that these kids can get involved in, that's something that's hard to recreate unless you're actually doing it.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to recreate. Tournament golf is a whole different beast. You got to learn to calm your nerves. You got to learn to, I always tell the kids, don't compound a problem with a problem. Because, you're out there and you have a bad shot, you want to try to make a hero shot to get back. And that's not really the play there, because you need to get back in the, fairway or whatever, get back into a good spot where you can limit the damage. And that's not necessarily something that you're born with. You got to learn that. You got to learn how to calm the nerves. It's funny, a lot of sports, you're before the match or before the game or before whatever, you're trying to get your kids amped up, get them ready, get their juices flowing. And with golf, it's opposite. You're trying to calm them down because, you want them out there playing with a good state of mind. So, getting back in the swing and getting them the tournament play and getting them to learn those lessons. Hopefully, we'll be ready by the end of the year. I'm sure we will. But, golf's also different because we tried out Monday, Tuesday. We played Wednesday. So it's a very short season. Don't have a lot of time to correct things and get going.
Tell me about your daughter Audrey Kerr and her off season and what you expect from her. Of course, opened a ton of eyes last year statewide, winning a state championship as a sophomore. Tell me about the work she did in the off season, if you will. I know there's really no off season for golf, but even when the weather's bad, you can still find ways to improve your game. But what are you looking most forward to for her junior year?
Well, she put in a lot of work in the off season. She's out there 5, 6 days a week, and she played in a lot of tournaments, some success, some failure, which is golf. You're going to have failures, but you got to pick yourself back up. But she also had a lot of success. She played in that AJGA that everybody kind of heard about and represented herself really well. She came in second in the state junior am and won the state match play. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she can do. She's our success is gonna include her, and I'm looking forward to seeing her going out there. And she's an upperclassman now, so it's no longer just a little freshman or a sophomore. And see, can you give me a score? We'll rely on her to help our team, really help our team out. And I'm interested to see how she handles that pressure. And also, we do have a lot of seniors, but I'd like to see her be a leader out there.
All right, Chris, give me your thoughts on the next couple of weeks. I know you've got another Callaway series event at Ogilvie coming up here this week, and then I know you're looking forward to your first true home meet of the season with the Preston and Elkins coming to the Country Club later in the week.
Yeah, we are this tournament tomorrow is something I'm really looking forward to. It'll give us a look, an early look at Wheeling Country Club, where we hope we could qualify for states this year. You hope every year you can. This is a year we hope we can. And I'm just looking for, who this is a real this front end of the season is a team setter. Who can come out there and put up a score. And we have probably our top seven are going to be in the mix to be in all our Big Ten and regional and state play. And, you know, we got a home match versus Preston, which Preston and actually Kaiser's going to come up too, which is a regional foe, and Elkins, which is a regional foe and Big Ten. And, you know, we want to get off to a good start and start playing some good golf. And then, you know, the weeks will kind of run into themselves, and just wanting to see, you know, who's going to step out, mm-hmm. out of that top seven.
Yeah, you mentioned getting off to a good start, and it seems like if you just look at the scores and the results so far, I think you guys are well on your way there, right?
Yeah, we are. I mean, we've had a good start out the gate. Alex Randolph is really, you know, is a freshman, but he's battle tested. You know, somebody asked me how I thought he would handle it, and he's been playing tournaments for 2 years. Yeah. And you know, I didn't have an expectation that he would do what he's done already. So I look for great things from him. And, you know, like you said, our four seniors, McKenna, Garrett, Preston, and Guy, and then our one junior, Patrick, our second junior, I look for big things from them. And I'm excited to see what they can do. And we have a good team, good camaraderie. Kids all get along and want to play for each other, which always helps.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Chris, appreciate the time. Best of luck, best of weather. Here, as you mentioned, it's a very condensed season, very short season. So about a month, a little more than a month or so, you'll be into the heart of the postseason. So best of luck, and we appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, Travis.
Thanks, Chris. Let's talk Title Town Tailgate now. It's coming up on Wednesday night. Julie Love from the All Sports Boosters joins me now on Tribe Talk. And, Julie, I was thinking back, is this year six of Title Town Tailgate?
You know what? I look back and I think we're on year five.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think our first year was 2020, so this is our fifth year.
Very good. It's been a smashing success. Do you go back? Take me back. Do you recall kind of how this was born, where the idea came from?
Yeah, at the beginning, boosters, or excuse me, our board wanted to start off our season with some energy with the kids and the athletes, and just kind of give it a chance for all the athletes to get back together, for the younger kids to meet some of the older kids, and to kind of tie in a fundraiser with it too. And we've wanted to do this, our fundraiser we're doing this year, a duck drop from the get-go, but we could never make that come to fruition. Mm-hmm. But this was kind of the board's idea of just kicking off the season with energy and getting the school started and getting the kids excited to come back to school.
Yeah, you know, it's fun to watch the kids interact with each other, because you can kind of tell just from watching them that, you know, while the soccer team and the basketball team and the football team and the volleyball team and whatever, they've seen each other over the summer because of the flex days over the summer, but a lot of these kids haven't seen, you know, each other, you know, outside of their little circles all summer. So it's fun to see them kind of reconnect, and you could kind of tell they're talking about what, you know, what they did over the summer.
Right. And I think the other thing that came into play for us too was this was right after COVID. Mm-hmm. And I think we were all tired of being cooped up, and we're like, let's get these kids out and have some fun.
Yeah.
I think that's what was our main goal initially. And then it's kind of just taken off from there.
The other thing, I know Wednesday night weather is supposed to be pretty good, and we've been blessed. Thinking back over the last 5 years, that we've had good weather.
We've had good weather. There was 1 year we've had some rain, kind of gave us a little rain delay there, but then everybody came back out. Yeah, we've had great success with the weather. Yes.
All right. So give me the details. Wednesday night at Wayne Jamison Field. Let's start first with the new addition this year, and that is the duck drop.
Yes, we're trying to tie in our biggest fundraiser for the year would be our duck drop. Like I said, we wanted to do this from 5 years ago, and our mind was always set on let's get a helicopter to drop these ducks, and of course that's safety issues coming to into play there. So we finally figured out a way to do it. We're doing the duck drop this year. We've had really great positive feedback with that. So we'll see how it goes. Bear with us. We're going to be working out the kinks, and we'll see what happens. We are going to be using the Bridgeport Fire Department, their ladder truck. And of course, we have to put our disclaimer out there, barring any emergency that the fire truck isn't needed elsewhere, it'll be available. So that's our intention. And hopefully, if we have a great turnout for this fundraiser, we won't be bothering the parents throughout the rest of the season with any more fundraising.
So talk about the importance of this fundraiser and what All Sports Boosters does through the year.
Our motto is we're the tribe behind the Indians, and we truly are. We fill in the gaps where the school and the county isn't able to, and we step up and we do a lot of things, put some good ideas into play just over the past couple of years. I sat down and I went back through the books and looked, because we have a new president who came in this year, Dustin Vincent's our president, and he was asking the same things, like, what have we been doing? Mm-hmm. Our biggest thing is we want to give back to our athletes. We are here to support every athlete at the high school. Over the past 5 years, we have given 132 athletes $100,000 in scholarships.
Yeah.
That has been our biggest contribution in giving back to our athletes. Some of the other things that we've done, we've helped in redoing the weight room at the field house. We've helped with the visitors' locker room. We've helped with the weight room inside the high school. We provide meals anytime an athlete travels out of county. We will provide that athlete with a meal so that the parents don't have to worry about, is my child eating? That, you know, most often these kids are leaving right after school. They have a long day at school. They're getting to school at 7 o'clock in the morning. They're yeah. traveling after school. We want to make sure they're fed and they're getting the nutrition that they need. So we provide that. Recently, in recent years, the banners coming down the hill to Johnson Elementary School, we're like, let's decorate our streets a little bit. We've put up some banners. In our collegiate signings, we've never really had a nice display for our collegiate signings. It was usually just held in the library. Pictures were taken and they were sent on their way. Boosters has recently provided a really nice backdrop, nice table setting, so that whenever an athlete does go to sign on at the college level, we've got a nice presentation for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why events like this are extremely important to help fund
yes.
all those initiatives throughout the year. So back to the Ducks, tickets will be available. If you know a student athlete, some of them have them still if they haven't sold them out, but they'll be available on Wednesday before we drop the Ducks.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Hopefully we'll have a few left available for those walking in who want to purchase a duck. The ducks will be there for purchase, $10 a duck. Yeah. So we will hopefully have those there.
All right, Julian, food, obviously a lot of food, a lot of fun.
Yep. Full concession stand. Tom Malott's going to be back making his steak sandwiches. Our Zool's truck will be set up. We're going to be making hot Fritties. We're going to be rocking and ready to roll.
All right, and finally, I know an additional new addition this year is this is truly not only just a Bridgeport High School event, but a community event, and the All Sports Boosters have reached out to the middle school and also youth teams. They'll be involved this year as well.
Yes. We, in looking back over there, and again, this is an evolving event. Mm-hmm. So in looking back, we watched the youth teams who are practicing back in the backfields, and we're like, why haven't we invited them? Yeah. And we know we have such a strong high school program, and it starts with our youth program. So we're like, let's get these kids involved too. I'm sure they would like to hear their team announced and be, you know, run out on the field with the bigger guys and get them some notice there. We've invited some youth teams and we invited the middle school football team. So hopefully they're able to make a presence and show up too.
All right. Sounds good. Hopefully good and great weather. Gets underway at 5 o'clock. I know freshman orientation is also on Wednesday, right?
Correct. Freshman orientation's on Wednesday, and they usually wrap up about 5 or 5:30. And that's why we've kind of tied the tailgate in with the freshman orientation. They're already there. Come on over, grab something to eat, get to meet some classmates, get to meet your teachers, hang out and have some fun.
All right, sounds good. Julie, appreciate the information and look forward to the tailgate again on Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Travis.
Stay tuned. The Whip Around coming up next. We'll take you through this next week Bridgeport Athletics schedule. After this, from our sponsor, Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
You're in luck. Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Clarksburg has extended our incredible July 4th deals. New Ram 1500s, over 40 available, up to 15 grand off MSRP. Or 3.9% financing for 72 months. The sexy Dodge Charger. Now just $439 a month.
New ownership,
improved processes,
better deals.
We're taking the market by storm. Route 19 in Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com. See the offer details on all offers.
All right, coming up this week, again, golf is the only sport currently that is in season. That'll change here very quickly in the next week when soccer will kick off as well, obviously, with football. All right, golf is at Ogilby Resort in Wheeling coming up on Tuesday in a Callaway Series event. Then they will have their first home meet of the season on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Bridgeport Country Club against Preston and Elkins. They'll compete in the Marion County Invitational on Saturday starting at 9 a.m. and then head to Kingwood to take on the Preston Knights. That'll be on Tuesday, August the 19th at 4 p.m. That's going to do it for Tribe Talk, the podcast. Again, welcome to the new school year. We'll talk to you next week on Tribe Talk.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.